Hi there, and welcome to today's episode, The Power of Disclosure, Using Lived Experience in Creative Health. I want to explore something many of us wrestle with, especially in creative health. How do we use our lived experience to help others without crossing the line into trauma dumping or oversharing? Where is that boundary, and how do we walk it with care? Let's start with the basics. The Cambridge Dictionary defines trauma dumping as the oversharing of painful emotions and thoughts, especially in the wrong setting or without someone's consent. Imagine this. You are in a casual meeting or a workshop, and someone suddenly shares an incredibly personal trauma. You weren't ready, they didn't ask, and now you're left holding it. Now, contrast that with lived experience. According to the National Center for Creative Health, lived experience gives people a voice. It brings the real human impact of health services into focus, helping to design better, more empathetic care. It demands co-production, supportive involvement, and puts the person at the center of the work. But here's the thing. Using lived experience isn't automatically helpful. It's powerful. Yes, but it's not neutral. Take Eden from Historic England. They post some powerful questions. What is this disclosure for? Is it being used productively? And do the values outweigh the damages? I believe boundaries matter, and so do intentions. In a study done by Chang in 2021, clinician self-disclosure was a double-edged sword. Done right, it made patients feel seen, heard, cared for. Done poorly, it triggered trauma or made patients feel invalidated. The rule? Self-disclosure should always serve the person you're supporting, not your own catharsis. That made me reflect. Have I ever shared too much, too soon, thinking it was helpful? That's why tools like the SLEF, the Shared Lived Experience Framework, are so important. Developed by Dunlop and colleagues, SLEF outlines 6 things practitioners should consider: preparedness, confidence, relevance, comfort, and supervision. For example, relevance. Is your story helpful to the person in front of you, or is it just emotionally meaningful to you? Or supervision. Have you thought about what to do if your story opens up something painful in the listener? It's not just, do I want to share this? It's, am I prepared for what happens next? And is this helpful to them or just meaningful to me? Another key point from Carter and Moran in 2025, most service users found practitioner self-disclosure helpful. If it was brief, relevant, and empowering, the moment it became about the practitioner, it lost value. And yet disclosure can be transformative. Take Liz Atkin. Instead of sharing her trauma verbally, she used charcoal drawings on the tube to process stress. She gave them to strangers, a gesture of art and care. It was deeply personal, but respectful. No trauma dumping. And we got creative translation. Or Matthew Barley, whose music built bridges between his experience and others. Or Maddie Rose. She reminds us that supervision is essential in these roles because supporting people isn't just about showing up. It's about protecting yourself so you can keep showing up. So where does that leave us? If you're in creative health, your lived experience is part of your practice. But with that comes responsibility. As Ollie Gully said, if you aren't safeguarding yourself, you can't help others. Whether you're talking to funders, service users, or peers, ask yourself, why am I sharing this? Who benefits? And is now the right time? In creative health, our experiences aren't baggage. They're tools, but tools can be sharp. We have to know how and when to use them. Because disclosure is powerful, but it must be intentional. So if you're listening today, as a practitioner, peer, or creative health advocate, let's commit to sharing our stories with intention, empathy, and safety. Thanks for being here. And as Clara Giroux reminds us, change is painful, but it's also powerful. When we use our lived experience wisely, we don't just tell stories, we help change them.